Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey, everybody. We are talking about keeping the pace while implementing your goals. So as we're recording this, we're coming to the end of January already. We are already 1/12 the way complete of 2021, which is pretty crazy, right? Time has been flying, and you may already have realized you haven't even set your goals yet, right? There's somebody listening right now that is yet to set their 2021 goals, and a 12th of the year has already flown by and passed us up, okay? Today, we are going to talk about really making sure that we're keeping the pace, that we're keeping consistency, and that we are on track for hitting the goals that we want. When we set big annual goals, a lot of times it feels like we have so much time, right? We have so much time to hit those that we don't even start working on it until it's too late and we realize we're not going to hit it, right? So I want to kind of backtrack us a little bit and ask us, how do we start to figure that out, okay? I'm super excited because today I'm going to bring on one of my head coaches, Erica, who is phenomenal when it comes to mindset. She is known for getting people unstuck. And I thought as I was talking about goal setting, I would love to have her opinion and have her chime in on a few of these. So let me bring on Erica Eller. Erica, welcome. So Erica, you are one of our head coaches. You are our sales lead. So you really specialize in sales and mindset and all of how that goes together. Because a lot of people have revenue goals for 2021, right? So that's why I really wanted to bring you on, because we've got to talk about this and make sure people are feeling okay and are feeling like they've got the answer to get back on track. So do you want to just explain very quickly what you do here at Foot Traffic and what that looks like? And then we'll just jump in. I've got some questions that I want to chat with you about.
Yeah. So first of all, thanks for having me. I absolutely love this topic and helping people work through when they are feeling stuck, right? Like we talk about, like, don't use the word stuck, but that's the reality of how people feel. So as the sales manager and head coach, so I have a team that is in the enrollment department, and we are working with people that are interested in building their business, and they're wondering if Foot Traffic Formula might be the next best step for them. And so we're finding out about their business, and part of what that team is doing, what I am dealing with is leading a team that might be dealing with kind of their own feelings of, you know, inadequacy, or, you know, like having goals that might not be met, and helping them work through that. And then in the program, I am a head coach. I'm an accountability coach. And so I get to work with a lot of our members. And then I always, I also teach sales strategies, which I love.
Yeah. So when you think about it too, you're dealing with people and goal setting constantly, because when we have a potential client who's talking to us and figuring this out, they're sharing where they're at, where they want to go, right? You're helping them strategize to get there. Same thing inside of the program. And then you're right, you're the manager of that department. So now you've got goal setting for the entire team, and how do we get them on track, keep them motivated? We just did something and we missed our mark, right? And to miss your mark, we had to share like the big wins that we have to be excited about and grateful for, right? But then we had to share, but why do we think that happened? What were the lessons learned here? How do we get stronger next time, right? So this is something that's constantly popping us for us here at Foot Traffic. And I know that this is something that's going to resonate with people listening as well. So I'll tell you, I have a funny story to share. So one of my goals was to move my body every day in 2021. That's a big goal, because I usually work out like 3 hours or 3 hours. I usually work out 3 days a week. I know, I'm like, who has time to work out that much? But 3 days a week is usually what I was doing. And I'm like, how do I just move my body every day? How do I, maybe that's a stretch. Maybe it's not like a full-on workout, right? So I was doing so good. And I have a Peloton app, right? And pretty soon I was like, I'm going to, my meditation's on there. Everything's on there, right? So I'm like, I want to use it every single day. Like I want to check in Peloton every day. And yesterday I forgot. Like I looked this morning, I was like, did I not go in the app? Like I did it for 25 days in a row and 26. Day 26, I just forgot. And they say, oh, and it's a habit, you know, 21 times or whatever it is, you're going to click. And it's like, no, not always. So I've got to give myself a little grace. It was one day. It's okay. The year is not over. I can come back strong, right? But that happens to a lot of people in their business and what's going on. So I want to talk about what you see with people, whether it's a potential client or people that are clients in the program. I want to talk about, because this is one of my like slow down, is the perfectionism versus the high standards. Like how do we get them having big goals, going for the stars, right? But then it's like, listen, if it doesn't happen, because sometimes it doesn't, right? I want to say we hit our goals less than we hit them, right? But we're having crazy success. So can you just fill me in with what your thoughts are and what you would tell somebody like that?
Yeah. So it's so interesting, you know, being at the beginning of the year and you've all heard that statistic that 80% of people by the end of January have abandoned all of those resolutions and their goals. And what I see as a repeat cause of why people abandon those goals, it's a couple of things, but the first thing is that they don't have clarity. They have a goal, but they don't know how they're going to get there. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm working with either my team or I'm working with a member, it is often because they have a specific goal, but they're not really sure what the micro goals are to get there. And so helping someone understand like what's the first step to get to that goal? Like, what is the very first thing that you need to do? And, you know, I see this a lot when people say, you know, I want a six-figure business. But you have to ask yourself, where did you start? Yeah. Are you making any money right now? Like, maybe the first step is making that first 10,000. Mm-hmm. And then from there, like, okay, I hit 10. Yeah. Now, like, how can I make 25? You know, and going from that place. Yeah. Because otherwise you see 100,000 or, you know, just six figures, right? Like six figures could, that's a very large range, you know, of what could be in that six figure. Mm-hmm. And typically it's, they want to just get to that 100,000 marker or above.
And
but
can I just pause you on this here? Because to me, I get it. Everybody wants the $100,000 mark when they're first starting, or they want this like 5,000 a month. Like those are like two numbers that pop into place, right? They're like, 5,000 a month just feels amazing, right? And then 100K is like the next thing. But to me, those are, they're milestones, but they're not like, it's somebody else's goal. Somebody said one day, like, I want a six-figure business, or I want this. And then you said, oh, I want that too, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to ask yourself, what does a six-figure business even get you? What does that even mean? Are you even paying yourself that? Like, there's so many questions that come through there. So when you're setting the goal that everybody's setting, that's just generic, like the six-figure year or 500,000 or the 1 million, right? It's like, but why? For what? What's happening with it? Did you take home more money or did you gross that much more? But your profit margin went down next year, right? Like, there's so many things that people aren't considering when setting these goals. And then they're just shooting for this random thing that somebody else said they wanted to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the other thing. So when I see that, motivation is the other thing, that it dwindles. And they think, okay, like I've set this big thing. Yeah. Like now, like that's my focus. That's where, and you're hyped up, right? You're excited at the potential. But it's like any other goal. I mean, like we could just look at the weight loss industry and like, why is it in a $70 billion industry? Mm-hmm. Because people are just looking for that next best thing. And the motivation that started doesn't last. And so that's why like the clarity is so important and how it is directly tied to the motivation lasting. And I'm actually curious. I wanted to ask you this question because I know a lot of people think that you are like this magic unicorn and that your motivation is like high all the time. But because I know that you're human, that you have to have those moments, right? Of where maybe your motivation dwindles. But what do you do in that situation where you feel like it's kind of waning?
For sure. So first, we are launching some, we're kind of like refreshing our YouTube channel. Cause I don't say we're launching it. We've had it for a while. And Friday, our first episode comes out and I'm super excited. Erica, you haven't seen it yet. It is so good. Like I'm so excited. The team did a phenomenal job editing, but anyway, they threw in bloopers at the end. And I said, we have to, because people think I say I'm going to do something and then I do it. Because I just don't think to tell you about the stuff that didn't work, right? Yeah. And you'll just hear me be like, I can't believe I can't get this. Or like, why can't I say this word or whatever it is. And I need to show those bloopers because I need to make sure people understand that I struggled just the same, right? I'm putting out fires left and right. So, okay, so the motivation, let's talk about that. First of all, sometimes I can burn myself out or I literally have the thought of, I think I am burning out. I think I'm not excited. I think I'm right. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to feel those feelings, but then it's like something has to change. That's the part where I think people, they're like, I hate what I'm doing. I said this publicly at the end of December. I really disliked my calendar in 2020. And I will tell you guys that I came in 2021 like, this is going to be amazing. I'm going to love my life and love my day. And January and February, we didn't even hit February yet. And I can already tell you because I can see my calendar that January and February is a repeat of 2020. I have done it to myself again. Okay. I was so frustrated when I saw what I was doing and I realized I had given boundaries to Kristen who helps me with my calendar, but I didn't give good enough boundaries. So she was following the rules, but the rules were allowing her to overschedule me. Mm-hmm. Nobody's fault but mine. She was following what I had told her to do. So I had to have a little meeting with Kristen and say, okay, I need us to be stricter. This isn't working. I'm going to burn out if I don't get some time back on my calendar. And unfortunately, the damage had been done for February. You know, I could go and cancel a bunch of stuff, sure. But I'm one of those people that I can wait it out a month. I can get this done. You know, finalize what I need to do, knowing that March is going to feel a whole lot better. So we had to say to Kristen, yeah, these are the times I'm available. But if you can't find 2 hours on that day where I am wide open, right? So if I have 2 hours open and you come to take an hour, nope, can't do it. Because I need 2 hours to put out a fire. I need 2 hours. I need to check my email at least once a day. I mean, I literally need to check it once a day. I need to get into monday.com and I need to be able to talk to you guys when you have something that needs me, right? So that was frustrating. That was super. I set this goal. I thought this was going to be amazing. And I'm like, what, Stacey, what are you doing? Yeah. So I don't even know if I answered your question, but I'm like, yeah. I need people to hear, like, I came in thinking this was going to be it. Like I had worked my butt off these last 5 years building this business and year six, yeah. I was going to reap the rewards. And I'm like, no, I'm still like a crazy person, booked solid from 9 to 3, you know? Yeah.
And I think that's where like people will lose that motivation because it doesn't feel fun. This doesn't feel the way that I thought it would feel. You know, I thought I would be, you know, on top of the world and feel incredible. But the reality of it is that we are responsible for ourselves and we have to have those boundaries in place so that we can stay motivated. And having the clarity of knowing where you're going next, but also knowing that you need time for rest. Like that's so important and that you need time for that deep work. You know, Cal Newport calls it the deep work time where you're undistracted. And if your calendar is just back to back with tasks, like you're staying busy, but you're not productive.
Yeah. Well, and I think where I was justifying it was I was productive. My 9 to 3 is like good stuff that I am producing, but I can't produce 6 hours solid every day, right? So the new rule is 2 hours of just me time to still work, but be creative and do what I need to do. And then nothing on Fridays. So to have my Fridays wide open feels like a vacation. I mean, it feels like the one Friday, I only had one Friday in January, this actually happened, but I woke up and like, there was nothing on my calendar and it was the most amazing feeling ever.
It is, isn't it? Where you're like, look at that. I can actually do whatever I want to do.
I get to be the boss today. Right. Kent always says to me like, you're the boss. Why do you keep doing this? I'm like, I'm the worst boss to myself, right? We need a boss. We need that guidance. And the fact that Kristen's a gatekeeper to my calendar and I've given her stricter boundaries, we'll make sure it actually happens. If it was still me, I'd be like, just squeeze them in. Like, I said that, but just do it anyway, right? So, okay. So thank you for that question.
Yeah.
One thing I also want to talk about, because this popped up yesterday, I was talking to a powerhouse and it reminded me of a couple powerhouses last year that were having this, and not just powerhouse, but it happens in foot traffic formula too. So sometimes we hear, because in foot traffic formula and powerhouse, they're celebrating wins constantly. I mean, every day, several times a day, somebody is saying, this just happened to me, right? Like, and then everybody's like, yay, like, we're so excited for you. Congrats, congrats, right? But somebody's reading those and is like, congrats. Like, yeah, good for you, Erica. Congratulations again. Of course, Erica's posting, right? Like, somebody's getting annoyed. Somebody's getting frustrated. They're getting sad. They're getting, you know, demotivated. So what do you say to somebody who comes to you and they're like, I just don't know if I can take any more of these wins when I'm struggling?
Yeah. Yeah. That's such a good question, because I feel, especially on this, in this online world, right? It's so easy to turn any direction and see someone doing what you wish you were doing. Right. And so you get stuck in that comparisonitis where you're focused in on, you know, so-and-so is doing this and so-and-so is doing that, and they are making moves and I'm still here. And when you are coming to me and saying, you know, I'm really agitated because why isn't this working for me? I say, it's all about the mindset. Like, the mindset is so important, because what you are looking for is what you will find. And so if you are looking for someone else's success, you're looking for evidence of why it's not going to work for you or how someone else can do it. Yeah. That's exactly what you're going to find. And you're spending that energy and that time not working.
Yeah.
You're like, not even, yet.
Even somebody saying to me, I am so annoyed that this person just did this and I've been working so hard. I'm like, okay. The 2.5 minutes you've been venting, right? And please, whoever I talked to yesterday, this is not about you. This is literally a story from before. I don't want this person being like, what? No, she was amazing. We had a great call. But it reminded me of, like, that was a pattern I saw last year. And I remember I had a phone call where for 30 minutes, this person just couldn't stop complaining and venting and whining. Like, why am I not getting this? And I'm like, you just got to talk to me privately. For 30 minutes, we could have brainstormed, we could have strategized, I could have helped you write $1 million business plan. And yet you used it to vent, right? And talk about what somebody else is doing and how you're not. Like, sit in that moment for a minute, because I've done that before. I am not judging anybody for doing that. But what I'm saying is, it's time to build awareness around where you're putting your energy.
Yeah.
And even if it's a minute, 30 seconds, don't even waste it.
Yeah. I mean, I've had these moments, you know, personally, like, you know, using your example of the movement, right? Mm-hmm. Where I have those days where I think, I do not want to get out and walk, or I do not want to go do the weight training or whatever it is. And then I sit there giving myself reasons to not do it and talking about how I'm tired and I just don't want to. And then I think, well, I've been sitting here for 30 minutes. I could have pretty much been done at this point.
It would have been over, like, done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now, like, I've just extended, you know, the drudgery of it. Like, just sometimes just do it. And, you know, stop looking for the excuse of why it's not going to work, or why it's like, why you're the exception, you know? And it's,
you know, something that just kind of made me think too is, we've talked a lot about, like, be the person you want to be like, right? So if somebody is in that mindset of, like, being upset, I think the people that are succeeding, they're not thinking like that. They've gotten through that mess. They don't do that anymore, right? They hear the $100,000 success, the crazy, I just booked 6 people on my podcast and they're all major names. We had a powerhouse this week who has been on fire. Right?
Yeah.
Just getting people on her show. And the person who will get that eventually is like, yes, if she can do it, so can I. Not, ugh, well, good for her, right? I think you have to just switch it. You're not going to get it until you really start to grasp and have that gratitude and the appreciation that you could too.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's what I love about Foot Traffic Formula and Powerhouse. Like, we are sitting in a place where you are surrounded by like-minded people going after some very similar goals. They might not look exactly the same, but rather than looking at it as a competition, which, and I will say, I'm a very competitive person.
Me too.
I mean, like, I shared something, you know, I was like, let's make this a game, you know, like, let's make this, you know, a competition between the coaches.
Which I love, and I'm totally on board for. So, for that, you guys.
But also, like, how about, like, gleaning from others and seeing, like, oh, like, okay, like, that's working for them. Like, that's amazing. Like, I'm going to kind of, like, store that for the right time.
Yeah.
Because I think that that also could lead to, like, the next reason why people don't stay motivated. And it's that they have that shiny object syndrome, right? Like, okay, like, I've been here for 3 minutes and it's not working. So I'm going to go switch that. I'm going to go try this strategy. Yeah, we see this a lot with our members.
Like, 3 days into membership, like, okay, I tried this thing. Like, there's no way you could have tried that thing.
Right.
You joined like 48 hours ago. What do you mean you tried that thing? Right. So we have to slow people down and say, stay there. Let's keep going. And then they're like, oh, this is how this works. So let's talk about that. How do we build that momentum instead of waiting for the motivation to just like come at us, right? Like, what do you tell somebody? What are some things to be thinking about?
Yeah. So I have 4 things that I really like to hit on. The first thing is, what's the one thing that you can do today to take action? Like, just one thing. Start small. Don't get overwhelmed by all of the things. Just what is that next best one step?
Can I share one thing too? Because I was just working actually with my coach today, and I have my big annual goal. I have my big critical number, and she just kind of paused me and said, okay, great. So what team members will have to happen in order for you to fulfill that? And I have my wish list, but she was like, no, like, how many, and how many positions, and what are they? And I'm like, oh, wait, I don't even know what that build out looks like. So I'm super excited to just one step today to look at the math and say, on the fulfillment end, how many coaches do I need? On the fulfillment end, how many salespeople do we need? And people just to help enroll in all of that. So that was one thing where I'm like, ooh, I've got a massive goal, but that's one really giant step. So I should say small step I can do today.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, people can get super overwhelmed by everything, you know, and I had a great conversation with somebody yesterday who was like, I'm doing this and this and this and this and this. And so I came back and I said, well, what's the one thing that can move the needle for you today? Just one. That's it. That's where you're going to start. The next thing is, what are the, after that one thing, what will the next 3 steps look like? The best 3 steps from that to get you closer to your goals.
So not doing them, just really writing down what will those things be to help me move forward.
Yeah. And like, I know you use Full Focus Planner also, and I love it because it, what are the 3 things that have to happen today to get me closer to my goal for the week and for the month and the quarter, like kind of planning that way.
You're on our leadership team. So we just did our monthly meeting yesterday with the leaders. And we realized, like, with Sarah, she had a big, massive goal that ended up being like 4 goals in one.
How do we break that down?
Yeah. And then we realized she had too much on her plate. So it's funny because it looked like she just had like 2 goals, and they just like 2 goals for the next 90 days. Like, oh, no problem. And we started to dive in deeper where we're like, oh, no, you've got like 6 massive goals inside of all of this. So really asking yourself, like, now that we saw what she had on her plate, there were some things we had, unfortunately, we wanted to do all of them, but we had to say no to some. So she had to assess which ones am I going forward with, and then which ones am I going to put for later.
Yeah. Yeah. The third thing is, who can you get support from? Who can you ask for help? And that's why I love Foot Traffic Formula and Powerhouse, because you get that accountability, you get that support. And so if you're in this place where you find that your motivation is dwindling and you need to rebuild that momentum, ask for help. You know, ask someone to come alongside you and hold you accountable to it. But also, like, is there something that someone else could be doing? Like you were saying, like, who do you need to support you to get to a certain goal in the business?
Well, and somebody might be like, well, I'm not ready to invest in anything. Okay, well, then your options are to hold yourself accountable. Mm-hmm. Your other option is to find an accountability partner that wants to help each other, right? Now, the The cons with those can be you might not have great self-discipline, right? Or you might find somebody that wants to do to be a partner for free, right? But they're just not as motivated as you, right? Or mm-hmm. they don't actually hold you accountable. They have to keep canceling your once a week Friday meetings, right? So you have to like really understand that you're going to have to make do with what you can do mm-hmm. and utilize that as best you can until you're in a place to say, okay, it's time. I have to invest now.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then the fourth thing is how can you make your goals visible so that you see them every day? And I know a lot of people do, you know, vision boards, but I think, you know, like that can work. But I am pretty, you know, like I'm old school where I literally have sticky notes on like on my wall in front of my desk that says, you know, like this week, you know, here are the three things.
I have my vision board over here. And then I have my goals written down over there. Mm-hmm. And we are releasing, I think next Friday, I'm actually sharing with you my office and my vision board and how to create one. So stay tuned for that video as well.
Yeah, that's fun. We've been all waiting to see this whiteboard. Yeah, I've got my whiteboards as well. So
I know, you know people are like, I have a 8-foot by 4-foot whiteboard and people are like, what? Like, and it's loaded, you guys. I can't even fit anything else on the whiteboard right now. It is just loaded with so much stuff. So I kind of give you a sneak peek of like, what do I have on there and all of that too.
Oh, I can't wait to see
it. I know. So, okay. So make your goals visible. So mm-hmm. like I said, when I turn to my right, I'm looking at 8 feet of goals and the items and the action items are actually going to move the business forward, right? Mm-hmm. The motivation of why I'm doing this is what those pictures are on my vision board. The difference between a vision board and goal setting, right? Goals are the things you want to achieve. The mm-hmm. vision board is the why, the motivation behind mm-hmm. the goals, right? So if I want to hit 200 Foot Traffic Formula members this year, right? That's the what I want to do, but the why do I want to do it? What is it going to allow me to do when I hit my goal? And that's the fun stuff, you guys. That's mm-hmm. the amazing family vacation. Maybe it's your dream house. Maybe it's donating $100,000 this year. Like maybe it's just like doing something so incredible that way too. So I think that's a great way to remind people of like, don't wait for the motivation. Like you've got to find it. You've got to keep that momentum going. It's January. Some might say we're off to another rocky start of a year, but it doesn't have to be like that, right? Things can be crazy outside of your little world, right? Mm-hmm. But you can still control what happens with you and what happens with your business, right? We had a phenomenal 2020 as a business, right? We crushed 2019. But yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, we were all of us in virtual schooling and doing all of the things, but that didn't stop us, right? Erica, any last minute, like piece of advice, tip, anything you want to share? We can each kind of wrap up with something before we close out right now.
Yeah, I think just keeping in mind that, you know, looking to your motivation to keep you going, it's always going to let you down, right? Mm-hmm. Like motivation is not something, it's like energy. Like you have to create energy. Like energy just doesn't come. Motivation is the same way. Like it is, it's something that you have to build, but you build it through momentum. And so just stepping back, asking yourself if you are clear on what it is that you are going after, and then asking yourself those four questions that we talked about to get you back onto track. I think that's going to be like the difference between, you know, having a repeat of 2020 if you weren't happy with 2020, or the difference between totally like scaling and making 2021, you know, amazing.
Yes, agreed. And I think for me too, one of the things that I want to really make sure I get across is it's great to set goals. You should do that. But I don't want you so attached that when you don't hit it, it ruins the rest of the time, right? When you have a goal and you want to hit it by Friday and you are, whether you're with the team or yourself, and you're just sitting there going like, ugh, you know, this didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, ask yourself, what were the wins? Find them. Find all of the wins. Do not miss them. You have to enjoy this journey or it's going to be a tough, tough ride for you. Okay. Absolutely. Then what are the lessons learned and how do we take those lessons to make it better next time? Right. Those are the things that are absolutely helping. Thank you, Tenille. Yeah. I appreciate that so much. So you guys, I hope this was a little helpful to get you back on track with where you want to head and a little check-in to say, hey, have you done your goals? Do you know what they are? When Erica said that people, you know, they stop their goals or they stop by the end of the year. What's crazy is how many people you can ask January 31st and say, what were your top three goals for this year? And they're like, it's only been 30 days and they don't even remember what their goals were, right? You need to remind yourself and see those every single day and then keep starting fresh and get back on track. Every day is a new day. Every week is a new week. You don't need to wait till Monday. You don't need to wait till February 1st. Like you can decide today that you are moving forward.
Yeah. Yes. Go find that next best step.
Right. Absolutely. Erica, thank you so much for joining us. I know how much everybody loves you inside of Foot Traffic Formula, and I want to start to make sure that everybody on the outside of it gets a little taste of you as well. So thank you so much for being here. You guys, make sure to join us in our next five day Drive More Traffic Bootcamp we have coming up. You can go to stacytushel.com/traffic to get with us, be a part of our actually like 5 days together live with live coaching. Go check that out there. Okay. Awesome. All right, guys. Have a great week. We'll see you soon. Bye, Erica. Bye, guys. Hey, before you go, have you considered joining us in our next 30-day boot camp? If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then you will love the Beginner Boot Camp, where we help you build your first marketing funnel in just 30 days, and it's only $97. Hurry and register at stacytushel.com/bootcamp to sign up for our next live boot camp starting on the 1st.